I just want to be obedient here. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to need your help too. Yes, I do. Yeah. Let's see here. Brother Chad, Miss Courtney, can you all come up here? Is Brother Corey around? Is he in the youth? He's in youth tonight. What about Brother Christian? Is he directing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. You know, the past couple of days, maybe about a week or so, y'all just keep coming up in my prayer life. And I'm just being obedient to what to God, and it's one of those things where, you know what, just obey. And I know that, yeah. Hashiri dekishi bruto kusha malikishi mambro toto kusha dekishi brukusha mamatata. Yeah, step. Step, step, yeah. Steps, steps, steps. You've taken many steps. Yeah, oh, steps. Keep taking those steps. Ha, ha, ha. And more light shall come. More understanding shall come. Ha, yes. More, yes. When you take those steps, your faith shall also increase. Yes, but make sure as you all are taking those steps, you take the steps along my plan. Don't follow the things that may be easy along your flesh, but follow my plan. Yes, yes. And as you take those steps, yep, keep your eyes, keep your gaze set upon what I have said to you, and also what you have learned in my word. That is your anchor place. That is your anchor place. That is your anchor place. Yes, because there may be thoughts, there may be questions, there may be things that might try to say, oh, you should do this or you should not have done this. No, but if you continue to operate in faith and walk in faith, ha, ha, ha. Yes, yes, you will see the fruits of that. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So within all of this, there's certain things for each of you all. Yep. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Yeah. And I just sense that with Miss Courtney, is with your steps you're taking. Make sure you get the steps in his plan. Yep. Yep. Feed on those things in the blog from Pastor Jay. That's going to help guide you along what you're doing. There's a plan that he has. There's a divine plan. Yep. There's a plan. Yep. That's your help. Yep. And I haven't talked to you about this, but that's what he's just saying. Yep. Yep. Hallelujah. Yep. Yep. Hallelujah. And I just sense that Maya, you have something to impart to Miss Courtney as she's taking those steps. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stay close. guided steps. Yeah, it becomes easier. It becomes easier. joy. Joy helps with that process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take time to yielding to joy, and it'll make those answers very easy.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Be blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure to take time in praying much in the Holy Ghost. There's things he's showing you, Chad. There are things, yes. There are things, but it comes by the Spirit. Yeah, their thing. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, ha ha ha. Yeah, yeah. And yielding to that joy, that's what's going to help you get into that as well. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. It's interesting how it got into the flow of joy. You weren't, I didn't, you know, but Brother Christian, I just sensed you taking those steps. It's a ha 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 ha. Great things. Hey. And Brother Corey, a faithful man abounds in much. A faithful man abounds in much. A faithful man abounds in much. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep, yep, yep. And Miss Christine, Brother Christian, yep. Because of the faithfulness as parents, as mom and dad, you all will reap a harvest on the seed that you have sown. Oh my gosh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ever let any thought or of doubt to say anything any different. You know what God told you to do, and you did it faithfully. So stand upon that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Ha ha ha. Hey. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We honor you, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord. We praise you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're good. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says, I didn't say this, but the Bible says, he who sits in the heavenly shall laugh. If you want to experience that heavenly realm, there's sometimes you got to yield to joy. Got to shake the cobwebs out sometimes. So as if you're seeing some people laughing, because it's like they're seeing certain things. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. That's right, drink up, Miss Dawn. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Glory, glory. Yep. Glory, glory, glory. It's so important. Yeah. It's so important to lay emphasis on the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's so important that we continually flow in the things of the Spirit, not only in our services, but also in our homes, in your jobs, in your school, in your businesses, at Walmart. You need some joy to him. Yeah. I mean, otherwise you may use it to something else, but you just, you know, so it's so important that we do that. You all can be seated. I just had that on my heart tonight, just for a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
I know y'all are like, I got to get my last minute Christmas shopping in. And I hope y'all got yours done. Maya, did we get all of ours done? Okay, all right. All right. So, all right. That's her department. So, I did a couple things. So, she did most of it, you know. It is so important. It's so important that we do lay emphasis on the things of the Spirit. And what happened here? It just went off. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Okay. I promise not to go too long. I know it's, you know, getting close to Christmas and everything. I promise not to get out 12:15. So, did I say that? Okay, sorry. But in chapter 14, verse 1, it says, follow after charity, love, you know, desire spiritual gifts that you may prophesy. And I want to look at this in the Amplified, in the Classic. It says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Love is so important. In chapter 12 and chapter 14, they talk about, you know, the things of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. But you know what? If you don't have that wrapped in, you know, with love, sandwiched in love, you know, then it's not going to work. So here it talks about, you know, eagerly pursue and acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. But if you keep reading, it says, earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual endowments, gifts that you may prophesy. Interpret the divine will and purpose and inspired preaching and teaching. I like how it says earnestly desire and cultivate. And cultivate. So don't just, you know, don't just experience it. No, get skilled at it. Okay? How to operate in it. How to flow with the Holy Ghost. And it's not something that is just in a church service. Yes, we want that flow in our church services. Yes, but it's something that it needs to be flowing outside of these walls. And it's so important that we earnestly desire these things. And I like how it says in Jude 1:3, where it says, contend for the faith. And I was looking at, actually, I don't know. Let's see. What's I looking at? I think I might've been looking at contend or desire. I think I might've been looking at the desire in the Greek, but, I was looking that up and it says, there's like a state of being jealous of something, right? You desire something, right? You desire earnestly, you eagerly seek, seek after something. There's a hot pursuit of something. Okay. We got some bird folk here in the building. Okay. And, you know, you may look at your spouse and, you know, there was a desire, there was a seeking that went on, right?
Well, okay.
At least I hope so. I thought I was going to have a little bit more responses there. But so for all of those, so Anna, there is hope. Okay, so don't pay. I guess maybe from one, maybe you're the husband or the wife, or, you know, was desiring, going after, or seeking, pursuing. I know it sounds kind of weird, right? Pursuing, right? You get what I'm saying, right? There was a pursuit somewhere, right? There was a pursuit somewhere, okay? Trust me, I was doing the pursuing. I was. She'll tell you. I was, okay? She was trying to pawn me off for somebody else or something, you know? And I'm like, who? Okay. But there was a pursuit there.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, hey, you pursued your boo. Go after her, okay? Go after her. Or if it's the other way around. I mean, there should be a pursuit somewhere, right? There should be a pursuit.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If it's not a pursuit, what you doing? I mean, I know there's a plan of God, but just somebody's got to be attracted to somebody in this relationship. I'm just saying. So. So you, there's a pursuit. There is a pursuit. We need to be pursuing the things of the Spirit. Just as bad as we're pursuing our future spouse at that time. I know I'm using that as an example so you can see. There should be a pursuit. There should be a pursuit. There should be a pursuit of the things of the Spirit. If you are just, I'm hoping that this will occur, or I'm just sit back here and your boo is not going to respond to you if you're not doing anything. So there is a pursuit that has to happen. Now, so we need to contend for the things of the Spirit. And if you think about it, if you're contending for something, that means somebody is trying to take it from you. I mean, if you think about sports or, you know, whatever, if you are a contender for, if you're in contention for the championship, then there are other people or other teams that are contending for you. There are other things that are drawing, and you all know this, there are other things that are drawing our attention off of the things of the Spirit and it becoming distractions. I mean, we're going from Delta to Omicron to... It was Megatron. I don't know where the next one's going to be. I'm about ready to say Autobots out or something. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, distractions. Decepticons, that's what they are. All this, you know. That's what all it is. That's all it is. There are distractions that are pulling away from the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, I am so, you know, happy to be a part of this family. Because I grew up in the church, but it was Baptist church, and there's some light there, but coming here, and God led me here.
Amen.
Okay. I was pursuing boo, but you know, it was, but also God said to come here as well. So, but I am just so happy to be a part of this church and having great pastors that we do have, because, they guide you into things that you weren't exposed to before. I'm reminded of what Pastor Jay, I think it was a dream or so that he might have had, or a vision where it was, I think Pastor Nancy was in it, maybe Dr. Dufresne, and he was walking behind them. And he didn't know if he should keep going, but Pastor Nancy was saying, come. Pastor Nancy was the one that is bringing pastors in to more things, to being exposed to things. Pastors Jay and Pastor Debbie, for my life, they're the ones that are helping me. Come in, come. Let me show you some things that I didn't see before, that I didn't know before. There are things that he learned from great grandpapa Hagen. Okay. He got, you know, that spirit of faith, you know, teach my people faith. And then pastors, he got led by the Holy Ghost to say, you know, I want you to be a leader in the things of the Spirit. So he was teaching us as a congregation, still is teaching faith as well, but he's teaching us of how to live in the Spirit, how to operate, how to minister out of the Spirit. That's what he's teaching us to do, because these things right here, these are foundational truths that great grandpapa Hagen laid. He set a foundation for us of these truths there. Okay, and in Proverbs 22, it talks about not moving those ancient landmarks. Right. Don't move those ancient landmarks. It's interesting. I didn't realize this because in 22, 28, it says, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Then if you go to 23 verse 10 in Proverbs, it says, remove not the old landmark and enter not the fields of the fatherless. Ooh, so if you remove those landmarks, if you remove those, you could say those guideposts that keeps you safe, you're getting out into uncharted territory. It's like, you know, a cub out in out in the fields, and there's no, mom and dad are not there. There's no protection. There's no protection there because that the father figure is not there. And if we don't honor what God deems as important, then we're going to enter into those realms of where we're not protected. Pastor's been talking about honor. Honor those things that God honors. We need to honor those things that God honors. Well, if we just see right here in 1 Corinthians 14, 1, it says, but we are to earnestly desire. So we should be pursuing these things, laying great emphasis on these things. And this generation has a right to the power of the God to move. They have a right to see the Holy Spirit move in their lives. Because if we don't contend for it, and praise God, we have leaders and with our pastors, Pastor Nancy, and others as well. If we don't contend for it, then you know what? Yeah. I mean, we're seeing some of this right now. We gotta contend for these. We gotta, and that's what it's like. You know, make great emphasis on it. Lay hold to it. Have faith for it. Talk about it. You know, operate by it. In the Spirit, we are to live in the Spirit. We're to walk in the Spirit. We're to pray in the Spirit. We're to talk things of the Spirit as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We're to watch in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's a lifestyle. We're supposed to be living there. Now, go over to Philippians chapter 3. Let's see here. Philippians chapter 3 here. Just so you can see this. Why is this important? Why is this important? And if you go to 3 verse 20, I want you to see this here. It says here, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at other translations, it says that the word conversation, you know what that word means? What do y'all see? Citizenship. 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 So our citizenship, you know, our homeland is heaven. We are citizens of heaven. We are born of the Most High. And it says here, actually, if you look at John, and I want to so you all can see this. Yes, go over to John. I want you all to see this here as well. Chapter 4. And I want to see this. I want you all to see this because we have a, just to make sure people can see it. I want you all to be able to see it, not just take my word for it. Okay, but John chapter 4, verse 24 says, I want you to see this. God is a
spirit.
God is a
spirit.
God is a
spirit.
So we are created in his image, right? And if God is a
spirit,
then we are a
spirit.
And our homeland is in heaven, right? The spirit realm. Okay, we are a spirit. We're created in his, we are created in his image. Okay, we're created in his image. And then it says, go one chapter before that into chapter 3, verse 6.
Amen.
All right, verse 6 here. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and which is born of the spirit is?
Spirit.
So who are you born of?
Spirit.
The spirit.
Amen.
So, if God is a spirit, we are a spirit. And actually, yes, we are a three-part being. We have a spirit, and we are a spirit that lives in a body that has emotions or soul and things like that just, you know, gives us flavor. Okay? Some of us may be chocolatey. Some of us may be vanilla. Some of us sweet, salty. Some of us may be sour, you know. Just whatever, you know. All right? But we are a spirit. When you receive him into your heart, you get a recreated spirit. You get his spirit. You are created in his image. You are a spirit. Your citizenship is in heaven, in the spirit realm. So therefore, we need to live in the spirit. And I mean, you can think about it like this, where if, let's just say you're going to a foreign land. What do you need to get into a foreign land? Gotta have a passport. Gotta have a passport, right? I tell you what, I love him dearly. He always had just favor. Pastor Ike. I mean, you're like, how are we gonna get through this? You don't worry about it, but it's like, yeah, I just want to sit back and watch, you know, because it always, always. And when you go to Nigeria, okay, you got your cousin. I mean, this is any country, right? You got your main customs, right? You gotta wait in a long line with everybody else, you know, to get up to the front and you get this big burly dude, you know, got hair sticking out his chest, you know, why you here? What you bringing? What fruit you got? You got any cash? You know, you for pleasure, business? What are you here for? You know, but then you got this long line over here.
Yeah.
But then you see the Nigerian entrance right here. Two people in line. So. But that's because he was a citizen of Nigeria. So he got access to things that other people didn't get access to. Now, we are a citizen of heaven. We should be taking our rights and privileges as citizens of heaven and taking part of all of the spiritual realities that's been made available to us, as it talks about in Ephesians chapter 1. Because if you don't, you're going to be waiting. Now, I'll say this. Let's just think, you know, you may be thinking, all right, well, I wasn't born here, you know, and like Pastor Geraldine, she wasn't born there, right? Okay. But you know what? There are some things of which she's learning. She's learning some languages, probably some Igbo, probably like that, you know. I don't know. I'm just, you know. And you may be thinking, well, and, you know, I don't know all the things of the spirit. I don't know everything. Well, that's fine. You can learn.
Right.
You can learn.
Yes.
I'm saying that for somebody. Somebody that's thinking, man, this is just like, you know, this in the spirit thing. I just received them into my heart. I'm just learning these things. I just came here. No, you can learn. Yes, you can learn. You can learn how to operate in the realm of the spirit. So just like if you're going to another country, if you're going to be staying there, we, even though we are in this world, we have to make sure that we realize that we emphasize the things of our homeland. Amen. Emphasize the things of our homeland. Amen. The things of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Why? This, because resources. Yeah. Yeah. There's resources in the Spirit. Amen. They're commodities that are there. for example, peace. And let me just go to Ephesians. I know I referred to this. I want you all to, because this is the thing that I want you all to see, because and I'm so glad for the Holy Ghost, because I was getting Azariah ready for a bed last night, and we were talking about, had an in him book from Pastor Nancy. We're looking at that and looked at Ephesians 1:3, and I'm like, oh, I like that. Yes. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And you know, this really brings out the in Christ realities, and we majored a lot on that, you know. But you know what? This also talks about those spiritual realities as well.
Yeah.
Those spiritual realities.
Amen.
These are the things that we need to lay hold to. These are the things that we need to emphasize. These are the things that we need to give great weight to and honor to, the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, there's a lot of resources, a lot of commodities that are in the Spirit, you know. Like I said, I was going to say peace as one of them, as an example. There may be some things that are going on, and you get in the flow of peace that surpasses all understanding. Your mind cannot understand it. But there's a peace that you have by staying in that spirit realm, by staying in the spirit, and you experience the peace that he's bequeathed to you as a part of your inheritance. He gave it to you. That's one of those things where, you know what? That's one of my spiritual realities. That's one of my things that I can partake of, because I am part of this country here, of this realm. Okay. This heavenly realm. You got things that are coming all around you, and you just stay in peace. Stay in peace. Stay in peace. And, and you let that peace rule you as an umpire. They had a thing that, you know, came across from our job. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just stay in peace right now. Stay focused. And we just laughed. There's patience in the Spirit. Oh, I need to say that again for some of y'all. There's patience in the Spirit. There's patience. When you got to deal with that person. I didn't name anybody. I just said there's patience there. Okay, there's patience there, where instead of you flowing by your flesh, okay, you operate out of the Spirit. Okay, there's answers in the Spirit for you. There's wisdom. There's direction. There's also correction. You have access to favor, the favor of God. You know, you have miraculous power that can flow in the Spirit.
Amen.
You get access to another level, by the way. You get you can see another perspective, because you are operating out of from his realm and not your realm. I know sometimes if you ever go to a like a high rise or a hotel or something like that, you know, if you're on floor number two, can you see much? No. But if you get up here to the top floor, you know, floor number, let's say 12, 30, what floor are you on? 26. Mm-hmm. 26, you get to see everything. God's ways are higher than your ways, than my ways. His thinking is higher than my thinking. I just reminded what Brother Carlos was saying. You know what? I got to get in the thinking of larger zeros. Is that what you said? Bigger numbers. Now, in my thinking, this little brain here, you know, in my thinking, I'm like, okay, all right. But in God's thinking, he can do it. He can do it. He can do it. So we need to come up to his thinking, his level, his perspective, and realize that in heaven, the pavement is gold. They're sweeping up dusts of gold, and trying to make things cleaner in heaven. And, you know, instead of dirt, no, it's dust. Yeah. That's what they're sweeping up. I mean, that's all it is. That's what God thinks about money with here, you know. You know, just little thing, but he can do it. You have access to those things. So you have access to some of those, and there's more that's there. I mean, we can spend a lot of time on those things. But you know what? There are some things that are contending for you. Contending for that, okay. Distractions. What is your attention on? Mm-hmm. There's so much today, especially within schools, where there's more emphasis on your mind. Which is why it's so important to stay connected with your church, with your local church. Because is being that, and don't get me wrong, you know, get your education, okay? But you want to make sure that you don't do that at the expense of your spirit man. So you need to make sure you continually feed your spirit, continually meditate on his word, continually pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, because you're being that you are developing your mind so much within college or within school, you got to lay greater emphasis on the things of the spirit, greater emphasis on the word, because right now what you're putting in is just for this, and you're missing this. It could be your words. Your words. Actually, I just saw this. Go over to, I want you to see this. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. We sometimes, at my job, where we may have people out or something like that, and people are like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I've gotten to the point where I've said this so much, and I just realized I said this at both of my other previous location that I was at too as well. But I would say it's going to be light and easy. Yeah. We are in the easy flow. And one of the people that I work with, she's like, what's that you say again? Light and easy. Oh, that's right. It's going to be light and easy. Light and easy. Light and easy. And it always is. It always is. So 15 verse 4, I want you to see this. It says here, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A breach. It's like a crack somewhere. If you have a crack in a dam, you need to get out of work. And I think Amplified, it says willful contrariness. It breaks down the spirit. Devious talk, dishonest talk, perverted talk. It crushes or shatters the spirit. So what you're saying is something that has an effect on your spirit. If you're saying the wrong things, if you're complaining, yeah. Talks about that in Psalms, I would say 73 or 77, one of those. If you're complaining, it's going to wear down your spirit. Your spirit, man, is going to be weak. So instead of, you know what? You're saying what your flesh says. You're saying what you feel. Yeah. Can I tell you what? Can I tell you what, brothers and sisters, it really don't matter what you feel like. All that matters is about faith. Yeah. Yes. I was talking to someone, and he's like, "Yeah, man, you know, I know this one lady. She always wakes up, and I always see her. You know, I see her in the morning, and she's like, 'Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired.'" I'm like, "Well, you are tired because you keep saying that." Yeah. Instead of tapping into the spirit. Yeah. And tapping into the flow of joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking what God says, that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Not my might, His might. Trust me, I had to do it this week. Had to do it this week. Hey, got woken up by the neighbors. I'm just like, And I still had to go to work. And I'm like, "You know what? We're going to have a good day. I'm going to be awake. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and power of His might." Didn't even finish my coffee, too. It was a good day. So she's like, "You never finish your coffee." All right. So your words, fear, pressure, condemnation. Offense. These are things that are contending. These are the weapons that are used to contend against you getting in the spirit. And let me just show you this as well. If you look at Romans chapter 8, it talks about the carnal mind and also spirit, okay? Being in the spirit there. And let me just show you here, I'm learning too. I'm learning too, okay? Let me just show you here, because you can look over there, looking at starting at verse 9 of chapter 8 if you want, but here in the end, let's say you were in the flesh. Yeah. Your attention is on fleshly things. Yeah. Your attention is what you feel like. You know, how you feel, what you think, or whatever, you know. If you are in the flesh, you are essentially dead. There's no movement. You're not growing. You're not making progress. In the flesh, it feels like, you know, you're like an enemy with God. It's like you're in opposition or something like that. That's in the flesh, okay? Here's another thing that you can see. And you've seen this. A lot today, a lot in our society today, in the flesh, there is anxiety. Can I say something by the Spirit of God here? If you are one that deals with anxiety, lay great emphasis on being in the Spirit, because that is what's going to give you peace. That is what's going to give you life. That is your answer. Yes. People look at, if they say take medicine, you follow peace. Yeah. It's just a Band-Aid. Get to the root of thing. You need to get in the spirit. You need to pay attention. pay attention, you know, because if you look at Romans, as I said there, if you're walking in the Spirit, if you have a life in the Spirit, then you have life. You have peace. All right. You have access to resources that are there. You are able to mortify the deeds of your body in the Spirit. In the Spirit is how you can or are to be led. If you're looking to find out what you need to do in your life, you need to get in the Spirit. Spend time with Him, fellowship with Him, pray in the Holy Ghost. These are things that's going to bring success in our lives here. See, people are looking towards fleshly things as their answer. And they're not getting their questions answered. Sometimes, like, you know, you need to just roll on up in the Spirit, okay? All right, and I forgot what I was about to say there. But you need to just get in the Spirit, and you're going to get your answers. You're going to get your questions answered. All right, I know what I was going to say. All right. He is the ultimate problem solver.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate problem solver. God is like, you got problems, I got answers. Here's the answer. Get in the Spirit. and you'll get direction. Let's just say, you know, there's something of which you need some growth in. And I've been there working on some things. Okay. Because He told me recently there's some things I need to do. You'll get more insight by spending time with Him, and He'll tell you specifically what you need to tweak, what you need to change, what systems you need to do to make sure that you improve in that area. It's by the Spirit. By the Spirit. We are to be Spirit-led. These are spiritual resources that we have access to, y'all. This is what we have access to. Okay. This is a part of our citizenship. Okay. Just because there's the availability of something does not mean you are actually experiencing it. We went to a game, a basketball game, and somebody had got some tickets. They had it at Will Call. Now, those were available, right? But what did I have to do? Had to go get them. Had to lay hold to them, right? I had to go, you know, go out and place a demand. Hey, I have these two tickets right here, and they're in my name. Give them to me. Okay, I was nice, but you know. But if I never went to the Will Call desk, am I going to get access to those tickets? They were available. They are available, but I have to lay hold to those things. And ladies and gentlemen, the way you lay hold to these things is by your faith. If you are having questions about, you know, these things of the Spirit, it's a faith issue. It's a faith issue. Let me show you. Go over to Hebrews chapter 11. This is the ultimate thing that you need to tap into. This is like your key. This is like, you got a room there, and this is the key to get access into that room, to turn there and open the door, okay? It's faith. It's just like when you got saved, right? Did you feel anything when you got saved? It ain't about faith. What are you saved by? Grace through? Through faith. Saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace through faith. That's how you got your citizenship. By faith. To access everything in that realm, you get it by faith. Go, you're right there. I want you all to see this right here. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ah. Now, if you look at the Amplified, okay, in the Amplified, It says, faith perceiving as real fact. Oh, y'all didn't get that right there. What do you see in your, what does it say right there for yours?
Perceiving as real fact.
Real fact. Okay. I'm just making sure. Did I say something wrong here? Okay. All right. Just making sure. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Faith perceived as what?
Real fact.
Real fact. Faith perceived as reality. Faith is perceived as truth. Faith is perceived as what is the actual truth of the matter.
Yes.
What is the truth of the matter? In John chapter 17, verse 17, it says, you sanctified by the word. let's see here. I'm going to get the exact wording here. Sanctified by truth, I believe, or which is the word. Did I say that right? So here, sanctify them by thy truth, and thy word is truth. That word truth right there translated is reality.
Reality.
And it's faith that perceives as real fact. So if you realize that, oh, I can have peace in this situation during this storm, and I can have joy when my body doesn't feel like having joy. I have access to prosperity when my bank account may not say that. My body is healed and whole when my big toe is screaming at me. I have access to every spiritual blessing because I have faith, and that faith tells me that it is reality. I was talking to a student a couple years ago, and she's like, oh, they talking about me. And she was a believer. We talked about those things. She had accepted Jesus into her heart, so we talked, So I knew how to talk to her. There's certain things you can't just, this is why you got to follow the spirit of how to talk to certain people. And I was talking to her, and I just said, okay, what's the truth of the matter? I said, I guess that's not, what they're saying is not true, but I just feel like, okay, what's the truth of the matter? Well, but I feel like, no. What's the truth of the matter? What does the Bible say that you are? That you're created in His image. He creates everything well. He does everything well. What does He say about you? What did the Word say? That is the truth of the matter. That is the truth of the matter. It's not what you feel. It's not what you see. It's not what you think with your mind. It's by what the Word says. That is the truth of the matter. That is the reality that you get by faith. So you get access to every spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You get access to those spiritual resources and commodities. You get access to those things by faith. That's how you get into that. By faith. Yeah. Yep. So there's so much within here. But I'll just leave you, that there's a couple definitions of in the spirit, just so you can have this. And this is the thing. The more you talk about something, oh, you see this in the world today.
Come on.
So instead of talking about the wrong things, like Decepticons. Instead of talking about the wrong things, let's talk about the right things. Let's not make a breach in our spirits, man, by what we're saying, by saying the wrong things. And let's just say this, let's just say you might have made a mistake and you said some wrong things. You know what? You can patch up that breach. That's why we have mercy. We have His blood. And you know what? When you receive Him and His mercy, you get a voice. Because all the devil wants you to do is to be silent.
Yeah.
But the more you lay hold to his mercy, which is a spiritual resource, the more you lay hold to his love and his patience, the more you lay hold to what he's done for you, what Jesus has done, staying in that secret place, okay? The more you lay hold to that, you know what? That crack is going to be sealed up. Your spirit man gets stronger because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. 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 Like Abraham, he heard and heard and heard. He gave glory to God. He didn't look at his body. No, but he didn't waver at the promises. He gave glory to God. He gave glory to God. He magnified God. He magnified what was made available to him. He magnified his promises. He magnified everything that he was made available to him. And that's exactly what we have to do and continue to do to contend for the things of the Spirit. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's my message and I approve of it. Hallelujah. These things right here, we got to talk about. We got to, when you think about contenders. Oh, yeah, last thing. Look at this. Only 8:30. Look at that. I'm getting y'all like, look at that. Got 4 hours to go. I got to go to Kohl's. What are you talking about right now? All right, I don't know where y'all shop. Okay. All right. But it was interesting. I'm like, man, a couple of days before Christmas, am I supposed to have a holiday sermon or something like that, you know? And here it is. Here it is. And let me tell you why. Yeah, do the word. Let me tell you why. If you are a contender, right, and you can look at this as sports, you can look at this as a musician or something like that, what sets people apart, okay? What sets people apart from the other team or the opposition? You thinking? Okay, I know you may have a couple answers. But here's what really sets people apart. What you do in the off season. What you do in the off season. Now, we're going to have some good time with our family this week. You know, this week and next week, you know. But you know what? It's not a time just to lay and slouch and, you know, just chill. And yeah. You know what? Get have some good fellowship. Relax. Yes, do that. But make sure you take care of your spirit. This is a time of where you need to emphasize the spirit even much more, because you have more time now too. Taking that time to pray in the Holy Ghost, taking that time to meditate on his word, taking the time to feed on what Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie has given us with the vault and the blog and on YouTube and, you know, the archives. Take, you know, put great emphasis on those things during this time, because it's what it, you know. These great athletes, they don't take off in the off season. Yeah, they may be in the off season, but you know what? They're out there playing, and actually, they're playing against, you know, top competition too. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. I'm thinking about one athlete here, and you can y'all can stand up. One athlete, and I'm not going to say his name, but he plays basketball. Actually, he was a very dominant basketball player in college, but there was always a concern of his weight. How was he going to be able to sustain himself in the NBA? I think the first season, You may know who I'm talking about. The first season, I don't even think he played the full season. He played, I think, I don't know if he played the majority of the next season, whatever, but he had a good season or whatever. He got injured again. And they're looking for him to come back. And the question is he going to be in shape? He came back, he's injured again. He didn't take the time in the off season to prepare himself for his job. We are word and spirit people. We must take the time to take care of our job, which is making sure that we're not spiritually flabby. We need to make sure we take that time during this time when we have some vacation time. Feed your spirit, man. And then also, and it, you know, not only do you feed your spirit, man, but you need to exercise it too. You're going to have opportunities where you're going to have to exercise, some of these spiritual resources. Walk in love. Exercise some patience. Stretch your faith. Bless somebody. Because you not only have those resources, but you got to exercise them to get stronger. You got to exercise them to get stronger. So it's so important that we are word and spirit people, that we make sure we take care of our spirit man. Lay great emphasis. Pastors have been talking about this, honoring what God honors. God places a great demand on the things of the spirit. Let that flow out of your spirit. Let that flow out of your spirit this week. These next 2 weeks. And continue to build upon that. And I guarantee you this. If you take that challenge, if this is something where you're like, you know what, I'm pretty good. Well, stretch yourself. I guarantee you, you're going to see great things that God is just like, boom, going to just show more to you because you took steps you took those steps there. So praise God. Praise God. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, Father, for having access to your kingdom and access to your inheritance, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we have your word that shows us that we are spirit people. And we honor that what you've made us to be. So, Father, we lay hold to your truths and we put them to practice. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that teaches us and guides us. And we thank you, Father, Lord, for showing us your way. So we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And I pronounce a blessing over everyone in this room right now and on live stream as they go and spend time with their families. Yep, it shall be a blessed time. It will be a time that's in the spirit, a time that like none other, because they put you first. They put your desires first. Because of that, you are going to give them such a great holiday time right now. They will have a great time. They're going to have a great time of refreshing as well, because it's in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And we just say, for those that may be traveling, we say that they are kept in Jesus' name. They shall return with nothing missing, nothing broken in Jesus' name. They're kept by your power. We thank you, Father, Lord, and you have supplied every single one of their needs. And we just say, angels, if the people are driving, clear off the highways as they will go to their destination and get back safely. We just thank you, Father, for your protection. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.